You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio with some very important thoughts on a very important day. Stay with us.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
All right, friends, there are some children that are in desperate need of our help. We have told you some of their stories. Maybe you're joining us for the first time. What difference does it make in their lives? We will hear from Mike Higgins, the president of Hope Children's Home in Honduras, about what God's doing right there. It's Kevin McCullough. We get started right now.
Bench thinking.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing a role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Friends, I'm a little bit befuddled. Those of you that have given to the Hope Children's Home this week, you have been enormously generous. I am so grateful for your heart, for the children that you are getting to know. It's not like these are faceless, nameless kids. You're hearing their voices. You're getting to understand their stories firsthand. But my concern is that we have many children that are not yet spoken for. And so I'm wondering if in this hour we could say that we're going to come around the next 6 kids at the Honduras Children's Home. We want to help 6 children today have the summer of care that they will need. But why do they need a summer of care? Well, let me let you hear from the founder of Hope Children's Home himself the conditions that these children are in before coming to Hope Children's Home. This is Mike Higgins.
I went over there on a survey trip and trying to determine God's will on this and if there was a need and what those needs might be. And I was directed by some of the Hondurans to, I was asking them, is there a need for children here? Is there a need for help? And they assured me there were, and they directed me to a local garbage dump. And so I went over in the area and climbed up on a large hill that looked down upon what we would think of as just a city dump. And as a semi came and backed up to that dump, and if you can imagine a big semi full of garbage, the truck began to raise its load and the garbage began to spill out. And as that happened, I saw children running from the woods out of what now I'm realizing is their homes. It's corrugated metal stuck together in boxes and tin, and they're running out of those woods, and they're running up onto the garbage that's being dumped out, and they're feverishly scattering through it, trying to find something to eat, something to wear, something to sell, I suppose. And the children had, most of them had very little clothes on. None of them had shoes on whatsoever. And as that truck left and I began to count, my best estimate of children that day that were mostly waist high or smaller was about 300 children. And I remember just bowing my head with tears running down my face and just saying, God, how could I possibly make a difference in the lives of so many children in need? And this is just one place in this country. And God just touched my heart that day and said, Mike, do it the same way you're doing in Tampa, just one child at a time. Just start. And so God began the work that day. And now these 18 years later, we're blessed to have a ministry there, seeing God do some miraculous things.
One child at a time is how Hope Children's Home goes about reaching the children that are in that kind of need. Imagine children thumbing through a city dump here in New York. Imagine children. In fact, I would ask of you, what would you do if you knew that there were children that in order to survive were heading over to the city dump to find their lunch for school or their food for the evening meal? Would you do anything you could to stop that? Would you do what you could to help them? Otherwise, friends, fortunately, we don't have anyone in that kind of circumstance here, but they do exist. And in Honduras, Hope Children's Home is a beacon. It is a lighthouse. It is a place where children come in from that circumstance, that level of malnutrition. They are given love and a commitment by the staff. They are given an education that is second to none. They learn another whole language. They learn the English language, and this propels them into the betterment of their community and of their family, because they will have an entirely different set of options upon graduation from the school and the home. But friends, we need your help. This summer, Hope Children's Home needs your help. We need people to understand the mission of what they are doing and say, yes, I'm going to stand with one of those children today. And today we have six kids that we would like you to come around. Every one of these children needs someone to say, you know what, I'll do $150. We need four people per child to say, I'll do $150. But in doing so, those four of you will have a unique bond and help access to that child. You'll be pouring upon them a blessing that comes from very far away, something they can't comprehend or really understand. But they will know that God did it through you. And that when upon their graduation, upon their completing the program at Hope Children's Home, many of them have the return, have the hope to return and to make a difference in the lives of those that are around them for the cause of the kingdom. Friends, it's such a powerful thing. And you heard Mike Higgins say right there, you can't do them all, but you can do them one at a time, one child at a time. Tammy Rumfelt is back with us. And Tammy, I'm sorry to keep you off to the side for such a long time, but I wanted people to really understand the heart of where the leadership of Hope Children's Home comes from, because it is in that heart that you see the work of Jesus taking place.
Yeah, no, this is exactly what we needed to talk about today. This is exactly what you listening needed to hear, is that there's a lot in this world that we can't do anything about. And when you think about the fact that children are living in such desperate circumstances, that desperate poverty leads children to scavenge in dumpsters or in landfills, or to get involved in gangs or human trafficking, or what, you know, all of the litany of ways that poverty and desperation can lead to just a dead end for small children. And then we see this alternative for these children at Hope Children's Home. And yes, right now it's 24 children out of hundreds of thousands, but it's 24 children. And right now, one of those children needs your help, needs you to partner with them, to continue to allow Hope Children's Home to provide everything they need for an abundant life, an abundant future. And it's not just them. They're changing families. Their whole family changes. Their community changes. We're raising up leaders that will hopefully transform Honduras. And you get the opportunity to be a part of that. You know, I know $150 sounds like it is a lot of money. It is a sacrifice. I get that. Trust me. When you think about what that $150 is providing, it's something that is just easy to get behind, I think, because you're providing that warm bed, a safe place to sleep, hot meals every day, nutritious food, medical care, which is truly taking kids from very sick and malnourished to healthy, vital children, a Christian education that is great. It's an excellent Christian education. These kids are learning English. They're fluent in English. It's literally changing the outcome of their life. So yeah, $150, we can do that, right? You and three other people right now with a $150 gift provides a summer of care for one of these 24 children. Would you call right now, 888-296-8200, or head online to the website and check out the banner. Click on the banner, check out what they're doing, look at the pictures of these children, and see what's happening with your dollar. So either head online at WMCA.com or call 888-296-8200.
I want to say thank you to a couple of people. Joseph from Toms River, New Jersey, saw the vision right away, and he said, count me in. I want to help a child. Joseph, thank you for that. Walter from Hawthorne, New Jersey. Hey, New Jersey, representing today. Thank you so much for your gift, helping a child today. And then I want to say particularly thankful to Patrick from Whitestone, New York,
who said, I want to help several children today. And I won't tell you the size of the gift. I will just tell you that it will help many children based on his generosity. Friends, we're asking you to help us with six kids today. 888-296-8200. $150 will help one child receive that summer of care. Four of you will provide the complete a summer of care for a child, and there are six that need our help right now. 888-296-8200. Let's do these six kids this hour. 888-296-8200. 888-296-8200. From the garbage dump to the first in line in the job market, that is where Hope Children's Home is able to take these children from and to. And friends, your gift helps that happen. 888-296-8200 or online at WMCA.com.
The following is a paid political announcement paid for by Curtis Sliwa for mayor.
Hi, this is Rudy Giuliani, and on behalf of my great friend Curtis Sliwa, who's running in the Republican primary on June 22nd. When I ran for mayor, Curtis and the Guardian Angels were there to help me win, and then they were there to help me reduce crime and make our city livable again. We need Curtis. He's the right man at the right time in the right place. I'm voting for Curtis Sliwa and asking you to do the same.
Go to CurtisSliwaForMayor.com. That's Curtis Sliwa for mayor.
Sadly, in 2020, 24 children died of pediatric vehicular heat stroke, and many of these incidents occurred when parents or caregivers simply forgot the child was in the car. A child's body temperature rises 3 to 5 times faster than an adult's, and leaving a child in a hot vehicle can lead to their death very quickly. If you see a child left unattended and can't locate their parents, call 911. If the child looks unresponsive, do whatever it takes to get him or her out safely, including breaking the window. Your actions may save the life of a child.
Brought to you by NHTSA.
I have two dogs, Sam and Bailey. Both are golden retrievers. Poor Sam, he was a mess. Always itching, his paws were soaking wet all day from just constant licking. He had bald spots on his back. I just don't like putting shots and steroids into your dog all the time.
DinoVite.com.
DinoVite is nutrition. Probably 2 weeks after he started DinoVite, I started seeing great improvements, and today 99% of his issues are non-existent. It's amazing stuff. Since Bailey has been 12 weeks old, he's been a DinoVite dog, and he has zero issues today. He won't eat his food without DinoVite. When I get out the DinoVite, my dogs actually salivate, like I'm getting them a treat. They drool over it. DinoVite is the best thing you can do for your dog.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my DinoVite from DinoVite.com.
Listen to The Mission WMCA anywhere you go with the AM 570 The Mission mobile app. Download on Google Play, iTunes, or listen to TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Are you scared of dental surgery? Unhappy with your smile? Tired of partial dentures? Then ZX27 glass abutment is for you. Only offered at M&M Dental in the heart of Brooklyn, it's a unique European non-surgical FDA-approved procedure, giving patients back their confidence and smile. Here to explain is Dr. Seltzer.
Hi, thanks for having me here today.
Now tell us a little bit about the ZX27.
Sure. ZX27 is a revolutionary, non-surgical, FDA-approved procedure, which gives patients a permanent smile without having to endure surgery and eliminates partial dentures.
Do you own the exclusive rights to this procedure?
Yes, we do, for the United States. This procedure has been done for over 30 years in 28 different countries worldwide.
What kind of feedback have you been receiving from your patients?
Patients are loving their new beautiful smiles while avoiding implant surgery and not having to wear partial dentures.
That's fantastic. Thanks, Dr. Seltzer. Call M&M Dental now at 718-853-5777. That's 718-853-5777.
Excuse me. Why don't you have life insurance yet?
I've got diabetes, and I know the price will be through the roof for the pre-existing condition.
Well, actually, SelectQuote makes it easy to get very affordable life insurance, even if you have a health issue.
I'm listening.
You'll get quotes from some of the country's most trusted carriers. Even with your diabetes, you can get around $250,000 in insurance for as little as a dollar a day.
That would be amazing. What's it called again?
SelectQuote. Just call or go to SelectQuote.com to get your free quote. Get the coverage you need at a price you can afford. Call 1-800-694-1010 or go to SelectQuote.com today. That's 1-800-694-1010. Or SelectQuote.com. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Get full details on example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Monthly premiums vary based on health company and other factors. Not available in all states.
I have a traumatizing childhood memory of an Easter egg hunt. The big hunt was a big deal in our family, and I have this memory of running and excitedly reaching for eggs, only to have my big brother and sister sweep in and steal them at the last second. It's Ryan, and unfortunately, this is a traumatizing reality our Faith and Family Mortgage team is seeing from families across the country. Families are finding their dream home, only to have it pulled away by another hunter at the last second. At United Faith Mortgage, we unfortunately cannot scare off the other hunters, but we can very quickly get you pre-approved and make it look as good as possible to sellers. And then, once you do grab that Easter egg,
see our story and read how our direct lender advantage can often save your family monthly and lifelong money at UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Meadow Park Road, Meadow, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Corporate NMLS number 1335. Rack NMLS number 65233. Equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, thanking you for those of you going to the phone, calling 888-296-8200, 888-296-8200. Six young people's lives hang in the balance here. We're talking about the difference in the garbage dump and the place where they used to go for sustenance, the difference in that and a home environment in Hope Children's Home that gives them not only good food to eat each day, but is building them into people of character, people of faith, people of strong conviction. A Christian school that is girding their mind with truth, a facility for them to grow in safety in a very wild and dangerous place. And Hope Children's Home in Honduras doing this for 24 specific children. We are trying to help all 24 of them have a unique summer of care. And your gift of $150 helps a child right now. 888-296-8200. Need you to go to the phone. Our goal is to help six children this hour. And we need four people at $150 per child to get there. So your gift right now, helping a child for $150, 888-296-8200. I want you to hear about the story of Lady Katya. Listen to this.
Hi, my name is Katya and I'm 18 years old. I've been in the home for 8 years.
Katya came to us because she had nowhere to live, and a neighbor allowed her to sleep on their property in a chicken coop because it was a safe place where someone couldn't get to her and do her harm, and the family kind of watched over her. They didn't let her in the house because they didn't have room. Most of these homes are no more than a shed would be in America.
Before I came to Hope, I didn't have a stable home. I didn't have a bed to sleep in.
Katya came to us in very, very poor health. She had severe lice. She had lice so bad that it actually gotten into her bloodstream and caused an infection. So we took her into our care on the edge of life or death. We were able to minister to her, get her the medical treatment she needed.
Once I came here, a lot changed. I got saved. I helped people. My brother's right here with me.
Katya is a beautiful young lady today, always has a great smile on her face. She's finishing up her education.
Things that I've learned here are how to work, how to be kind to other people, be generous to them and help around and whatever they need.
Without Hope being there, Katya really had no hope. There was nowhere else for her to go. It's hard for Americans to understand there are no resources there in many cases. And so to be able to take Katya in was the only hope she had. And through the support of listeners is the only support other children are going to have there that might be coming tomorrow that need help.
The only help that they will get comes from the people of God. That is Mike Higgins talking about Katya. Tammy Rumfelt, when I hear Katya tell her story, it gets past us pretty quick, but you're talking about living in a chicken pen with lice infesting themselves into your body. This is what Katya was living through before coming to Hope Children's Home.
Yeah. And, you know, we want you to hear Katia's story, not to make you feel bad. We want you to hear this story so you understand, first of all, just how desperate poverty is in third world countries. We just don't, as Americans, I don't think a lot of times we get it. So we put that out there so you can understand really the true level of desperation that these children are living in. But here's the great news. That's not the end of Katia's story. God had another plan. God is using people like you and me to provide a new future, a new outcome, an abundant life for people, for children like Katia and the other 23 children living at Hope Children's Home in Honduras. And you and I today have the opportunity to provide a summer of care for a child like Katia or one of the other children there. Your gift of $150, you and three other people. So four people at $150 each covers that summer of care for a child at Hope Children's Home in Honduras. Now, maybe you have a large amount of extra money that you didn't expect to have this year, and you can cover the entire summer for a child. That would be $600. Maybe $140 is way out of reach for you. Any gift is going to be used to help these children. So what I'm asking you, though, is to not wait. It's so easy to put these kinds of things off. Let this interruption in your day come to completion by making a gift. So you can do that by calling 888-296-8200. Go ahead and do it now so you don't forget, so the day doesn't get away from you. And you'll end this day knowing you have made a tremendous difference in the life of a child. Again, 888-296-8200.
And if you don't want to wait on the phone, go to, via your smart device, go directly to WMCA.com and give your gift through the WMCA website. Friends, I want to say thank you to those of you that have already stepped up, and we've had several that have done it, varying degrees of the size of gift. And that's one of the beautiful things about the body of Christ. We all can't do the big thing, but we can all do whatever God calls us to do individually. And in doing that, we have been able to see God work in a pretty powerful way. And for those of you living even as far away as Bridgeport, Connecticut, I want to say thank you to Stanley, who said in Bridgeport, you know what? I want to be a part of what God is doing at Hope Children's Home in Honduras. Friends, these 24 kids, if you were with us in the first segment, you heard Mike talk about the 300 children that he saw in the garbage dump and what it did to his heart. It broke him from the inside out. It just wrecked him. And he said, God, I have to be able to do this. But he said, I don't know if I can save all of them. But the Lord didn't say you're going to save all of them. But the fact that you know about this one right here, and that one right there, and this one over here. And slowly, this home has grown from just a handful of children now to 24. They have the capacity to reach as many as 32, but they need to be able to do that in the same type of high-quality environment where they're giving the children the top medical care, nutritional supply, academic reinforcement, all of the things that go into what makes Hope Children's Home work. They have perfected it. They operate the home in Tampa for at-risk youth, and they copied that model and have very effectively for 18 years done the same. Friends, this is an amazing work, and these children are going to be dynamic world changers when they come out of Hope Children's Home. And you get to play a role. Yeah, it's a small role, $150, one-time gift over the course of someone's 18 years in their life at Hope Children's Home. But you know what? It's a significant one because it's an important need right this minute. Hope Children's Home is in Honduras, a country ravaged by two hurricanes and the COVID-19 virus in the last year. And the help is needed now more than ever. Will you help one of these 24 children? 888-296-8200. We're focusing on just six of them specifically this hour. Your gift of $150 will help us, but we need you to call now. 888-296-8200, 888-296-8200. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you could save money on your mortgage payment and put more money into your pocket, wouldn't that make sense? Now is the perfect time to call my very good friends, Mike and Brian, at Fellowship Home Loans. Home values are up. The housing market is strong. Interest rates are low, and they're going to stay low. Talk to Mike and Brian about ways you could possibly eliminate PMI, private mortgage insurance, consolidate debt, take cash out for home improvements, and save on your taxes. As a direct lender, you deal directly with the decision makers who will save you the money and guide you every step of the way. And with outstanding customer service reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, you will be amazed by how well you are treated and how simple they make this very complicated process. Call Mike Rakeman and Brian Sheely at Fellowship Home Loans and lock in your low rate today. 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-SAVE. Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA, Fellowship Home Loans, Licensed Mortgage Banker, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 60134.
The following are real-life stories from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt.
I used my credit cards as a source of income.
It was not a good situation.
I couldn't pay my bills.
The interest on the cards was really high.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
I initially was scared to call, and immediately I felt relief.
They contacted all of our creditors, and they put us on a plan for success.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
I've been able to pay off close to $15,000.
We're doing a lot better.
Please pick up the phone and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
It's a godsend.
We're debt-free for keeps.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan, double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
When was the last time you watched your home movies? Do you have a VCR anymore? What about a film projector?
With technology constantly changing, most families don't have a way to enjoy their recorded memories, trapped on VHS, camcorder tapes, film reels, and photos.
That's why we created Legacy Box over a decade ago. Legacy Box is an affordable mailed-in kit to have your aging media digitized to DVD, thumb drive, or the cloud. Our trained technicians digitize everything by hand right here in the U.S.
Imagine being able to easily relive weddings, graduations, baby's first steps, and more. Get started future-proofing your memories today so you can gather the whole family together and begin the trip down memory lane. Plus, for a limited time, we're offering 40% off.
Visit legacybox.com/lbox to get an exclusive 40% off. Buy today to take advantage of this incredible offer and send in when you're ready. Go to legacybox.com/lbox to save 40% off. LegacyBox.com/LBOX.
When you need a lawyer you can trust, call the law offices of Dan Buttafuoco and Associates. Call 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT.
Obliterating confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, very glad to have you with us. And thank you for those of you who are hearing the call to help Hope Children's Home. 24 lives that we have the ability to change in a remarkable way, not just to get them to a state of health, but to get them to a state of leadership, not just to give them a little bit of knowledge of something, but a complete Christian education that prepares them to be a literal world changer when they leave Hope Children's Home. And they all have the same thing in common. They came from very, very, very tough circumstances to be able to be at Hope Children's Home. 888-296-8200, 888-296-8200. Try not to smile when you meet our friends Jose and Oscar.
Hello, my name is Jose. I'm 8 years old, and me and Oscar were here when we were baby at Hope.
At Hope Children's Home, every child has a story.
and especially in Honduras. I can think of two twins we took in a few years ago, Jose and Oscar. They came to us both premature, both very small. And many times in Honduras, when a mother has twins, it's not a blessed thing like it is in our country. It's actually almost a horrific event because they know they're probably not going to be able to care for both those children. So when Oscar and Jose were brought into our care, Jose was near death. He just didn't have but days to live. And I was really concerned of bringing him in fear that he would pass away in our care. But we brought him in under a lot of doctor's help, and both of them end up doing well. They're about 7 years old now.
God tell Uncle and Uncle John to be here for they can save us. And for
as listeners have an opportunity to discern whether this ministry is worthy of help, I'd refer to those like Jose and Oscar, that if someone wouldn't have stepped into their life and been there for them, to feed them, to care for them, get the medical attention they needed, Jose for sure would not be here today, and Oscar probably wouldn't as well. So that's the direct translation of giving to Hope Children's Home of Honduras. It's a matter of life or death.
So thank you so much for helping take care of us.
Thank you much for taking help of us.
888-296-8200. Tammy Rumfelt, those two little precious ones, just two examples of children that at least one of them definitely would not have been here. When Mike spoke with me off air, he told more details of that story. The mother had to choose which one to nurse and which one to give sugar water to basically just satiate the hunger and hopefully not die too painfully. And when the mother grew really incapable of being able to do that, she took them to Hope Children's Home. And I think it was Oscar or it was Jose, but mm-hmm. but he was small enough to fit into the palm of their hand. This is how small, how undernourished, how underdeveloped he was. And from that stage, think about that, teetering on the edge of life itself, Hope Children's Home gave proper medical care, nutrition, the ability for this child to learn. And now they're being, you know, Dr. and Professor Charm there on the mm-hmm. on the and they speak such good English. And you say, wait a minute, these can't be kids in third world Honduras. But that's part of the program.
Yeah, they you know, it's easy to hear that story about the mom having to choose which child she was going to provide nourishment for. And think, why would a mother do that? But it's desperation. It's because she had no choice. And one child was thriving, one wasn't. And as a mom myself, I can't imagine yeah. having to make that kind of decision.
Yeah.
And I also can't imagine the joy that that mom must have now, knowing that the people, that the body of Christ has surrounded her and surrounded her children and is giving them a new abundant life. I'm sure that that has impacted her as well. So this is what we're talking about today. This is what you and I have the opportunity to be a part of. And I think that's exciting. I think it's exciting that with a gift of $150, we can help provide a summer of care for one of these precious children at Hope Children's Home. And this is what's being put in front of you today. So the way to get involved is by calling 888-296-8200. Your gift of $150, you and three other people, that provides an entire summer of care for Jose and Oscar and all the other children there. And when we say care, it's everything. It's a loving home, a safe place to sleep, a medical care, meals, an education. And like Kevin mentioned, this bilingual education. These children speak fluent English, even at a very young age. And that's important because that unlocks a whole new future for them when they are old enough to find a job, breaking that cycle of poverty. This is what you're partnering with when you call 888-296-8200.
888-296-8200. Or if you just want to give online, if you're the antisocial type, you just don't want to deal with people, but you want to give your gift, that's fine too. WMCA.com. You can go online. And I know you do it for efficiency. It's much easier and completely secure. WMCA.com to give online, or 888-296-8200. 888-296-8200. Help Jose and Oscar have a summer of care this year.
This year, nearly 22,000 American women will be diagnosed with ovarian cancer, and another 14,000 will die. Even worse, 10% of these deaths will be linked to a product that's found in nearly everyone's medicine cabinet. Hey, ladies, this is Liz Black, and I need to tell you about a common household product that is killing innocent women, talcum powder. For decades, studies show that talcum contains asbestos, a known cancer-causing agent. Yet, companies like Johnson & Johnson unconscionably sell this dangerous product. This May, after being conclusively linked to deadly ovarian cancer, mesothelioma, and fallopian cancer, talcum powder was finally pulled from shelves. If you or a loved one received a cancer diagnosis after using talcum powder at any point, call Buttafuoco & Associates today at 1-800-NOW-HURT. Buttafuoco & Associates is helping clients recover significant damages. If you think your cancer may have been caused by talcum powder, call today, 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT.
Excuse me, why don't you have life insurance yet?
I've got diabetes, and I know the price will be through the roof for the pre-existing condition.
Well, actually, SelectQuote makes it easy to get very affordable life insurance, even if you have a health issue.
I'm listening.
You'll get quotes from some of the country's most trusted carriers. Even with your diabetes, you can get around $250,000 in insurance for as little as a dollar a day.
That would be amazing. What's it called again?
SelectQuote. Just call or go to SelectQuote.com to get your free quote. Get the coverage you need at a price you can afford. Call 1-800-770-4747 or go to SelectQuote.com today. That's 1-800-770-4747 or SelectQuote.com. SelectQuote. We shop. You save. Get full details on example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Monthly premiums vary based on health, company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Download the AM570 The Mission mobile app on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on WMCA.com, TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Thinking of selling your house? Need to sell an inherited property? Call Calamine & Company Real Estate for a free, no-obligation consultation. Louis Calamine will personally give you his honest and professional opinion while answering any questions you may have. Calamine & Company has a 100% success rate. Their listings always get sold stress-free and for top dollar. They've earned perfect ratings and reviews online, so you can't go wrong when you hire Calamine & Company. They always put clients' needs above everything else. Want to ask Louis Calamine a question? Interested in learning the honest truth about the real estate industry from a highly successful broker? Tune into Lewis's new radio talk show, Unfiltered Real Estate, on AM 570 The Mission every Saturday morning at 9, where you can talk live on the air with Louis Calamine. To schedule a private consultation with Louis, call 718-998-1100 or visit calamine.com. Remember, clients come first at Calamine & Company Real Estate.
Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, personally fit me, Kevin McCullough, for my very own MyPillow, and I haven't stopped raving about that night's sleep since. You know why? They won't go flat. You can wash and dry them as many times as you need, and they maintain their shape. And every MyPillow is made in the USA. Get a standard queen premium MyPillow now for $29.98, regularly $69.98. That's a $40 savings. Kings are only $5 more. And now is the time to buy. $29.98 for a standard queen premium. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listeners square, and use promo code WMCA. You'll find this amazing offer and deep discounts on all MyPillow products. The Giza Dream Bed Sheets, the MyPillow Mattress Topper, and the MyPillow Towel Sets. Call 800-651-0798. That's 800-651-0798. Or call 800-651-0798. That's 800-651-0798. And use the promo code WMCA.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. If it's happening in New York or across the globe, learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad to have you with us and thankful for those of you that are carefully and attentively listening to God's call, knocking on your heart and saying, hey, what about those 24 kids at Hope Children's Home? What have you done to help them today? 888-296-8200. Every one of them started in a place that is so far unbelievable in terms of anything that you've known probably in your life. There's no one listening to me right now that didn't have a good night's sleep last night,
probably in an air-conditioned home of some sort, probably had plenty of food to eat last night for dinner, and probably most likely had a job to go to today and some other opportunities at the bare minimum. These children, before Hope Children's Home came into their life, had none of that. We just heard the story of Katya. We've heard the story of the founder, Mike Higgins, and the children in the garbage dump that were just rushing to the truck when it would come to dump the freshest garbage so that they could rummage through the freshest garbage to find their dinner. Hope Children's Home has changed that for them, but they need our help to continue to provide these services and needs for them. And they are helped exclusively by the body of Christ. 888-296-8200. If you weren't with us at the top of the show, I want you to rehear this story from John and Rochelle Gardner. Now, we haven't heard from them in the campaign yet so far. These are the dorm parents, if you will, the head and the you know, the heads of the home for Hope Children's Home. And really, they are like a mother and father to all 24 kids that they have, in addition to their own four kids that they're raising. Former Air Force service member John is. But take a listen to their concerns about the children that they minister to and love on each day.
You know, every time I see a boy washing our windows, I see our boys in their eyes. And just, you know, that's where a lot of them would be. And so just to be able to, you know, we can't save them all, but to have that influence on this group and whoever else the Lord brings us in the future, it's, you know, I can imagine that some of our girls would probably be mothers right now if right. they weren't at Hope. And, you know, who knows what they would be trying and taking, and you know, education level, maybe to sixth grade at the most. Mm-hmm. But I guarantee you that they would not be where they're at right now if they didn't have the opportunity to be at Hope.
Right. And you can see it whenever you're sitting at a stoplight. You know, you'll have a 7-year-old boy walk up and there's no adult around except for a 18, 19, 20-year-old boy right down the road. And you know what he looks like, you know, and you can kind of tell, you can tell he's part of a gang. Then this little boy comes up and you hand him 2 or 3 limps. And the first place he goes is over to that older boy to give him money. You know what's going on. And it's hard to fathom that. It's hard to think about that because you know that those boys are just, that's where they're at. That's who they've grown to trust because it's who's there. That's hard to stomach, but I do know that with the children being in the home, it has definitely saved them from some of those things. Absolutely.
You can't even imagine if your own kid were parentless and just running around, and they ended up in the hands and the influences of MS-13. Here in Long Island, we've seen the incredible violence that MS-13 visits out on people that it opposes. This is where it starts, in Central and Latin America, where these very poor children are recruited. And Hope Children's Home, it's not stopping all of the recruitment, but it is helping the ones that they are able to. And the ongoing existence of Hope Children's Home continues to make that difference in their life. And Tammy Rumfeld, I'm thinking of Rochelle's comments there, too, about when she says, and I think this kind of slips by in the soundbite there, but when she says, where would our girls be? Most of them would have a baby. Expound upon what she means by that, because that's a very telling statement.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, it is not at all uncommon for children, and literally children as young as 12, 13 years old, to become parents. And it is, again, it is out of desperation. It is, you know, out of the poverty, trying to cling to something that feels like a family. So you have a baby. But how do you then break a cycle of poverty when you're 12 or 13 years old with a baby? You can't. That doesn't happen. But 12 and 13 year old girls and boys at Hope Children's Home get to be children. You know, they actually get to enjoy childhood. The other alternative for a lot of children living in poverty, who are, you know, even girls as young as 9 and 10, they become like the parents in the home because mom has to go and work. There's a lot of times no dad in the home. So mom goes and works, and then the 8-year-old daughter is taking care of younger siblings. Again, these girls and boys at Hope Children's Home get to be children. They get to experience the joy of living in a family. They get to have a safe place to sleep at night. They are getting every meal. They're getting education, world-class, really, Christian education. They're coming out of that school totally bilingual, so that when they enter the job market at an appropriate age, they're able to get great jobs, literally changing their lives and changing their families and their communities as well. And, you know, $150 provides a summer of care for one of these children at Hope Children's Home. You are helping to provide complete care, everything that they get with your $150 gift right now. And so would you be the one? You know, don't expect somebody else is going to do this. And don't wait until later, because you know you'll forget or life will happen and you won't have time to do it. Would you be the one who calls right now? 888-296-8200. Again, $150 helps provide that summer of care. But any amount, any level, whether you have been richly blessed and you can do way more than that, or you can't do $150, whatever you can do, whatever you feel the Lord kind of tugging on your heart to do, please don't wait another moment. 888-296-8200.
888-296-8200. 888-296-8200. And what Tammy was just saying right there just so resonates with me. Friends, we're not called to save the entire universe. But what we can do is what God alerts us to in the moment, where we're at right now. It's not by accident that we're here. It's not by accident that we're learning about Hope Children's Home and seeing the good that they're doing. Friends, it's not an accident that you've listened the last couple of days and your heart's been moved by some of the stories and some of the circumstances. Don't ignore that. This is your opportunity. We still need another 10 of you to take the $150 challenge this hour. 888-296-8200.
The following is a paid political announcement paid for by Curtis Sliwa for mayor.
Hi, this is Rudy Giuliani, and on behalf of my great friend Curtis Sliwa, who's running in the Republican primary on June 22nd. When I ran for mayor, Curtis and the Guardian Angels were there to help me win, and then they were there to help me reduce crime and make our city livable again. We need Curtis. He's the right man at the right time in the right place. I'm voting for Curtis Sliwa and asking you to do the same.
Go to CurtisSliwaForMayor.com. That's Curtis Sliwa for mayor.
Go deep into God's Word and find direction for living the victorious Christian life. Join Pastor Victor Ardedokun for Redeeming Love, brought to you by the Redemption House every Tuesday evening at 8:45, right here on AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission, WMCA.
This is an important notice to all U.S. taxpayers. The IRS is giving away billions of dollars in tax savings through a federal program called the Fresh Start Initiative to aid delinquent taxpayers. This initiative was established for anyone facing financial hardship and unable to pay their back taxes. Qualifying and enrolling in this program will stop all collections, settle your delinquent tax problem, and even reduce what you owe by thousands of dollars. Call the hotline at People's Tax Relief to see if you qualify and get this free information by dialing 800-351-4596. If you have unfiled tax returns or cannot afford to pay your personal or business back taxes, you can now get the help you need. One simple phone call can resolve your tax problem and save you thousands of dollars. To see if you qualify and to get this important free information, call 800-351-4596. 800-351-4596. 800-351-4596.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Kevin McCullough, glad to be with you. In these closing few minutes, I want to direct your attention to something. We have kicked around a word in our culture over the last year wildly, the word privilege. We attach it to people that we are envious of. We attach it to people that we perceive have more advantages than we do. We attach it to things that we disagree with, maybe based on race or class or economic ability, etc. But this word privilege has really been distorted, in my opinion, because you and I today all enjoy the privilege of being able to go to our refrigerator and pick out just about anything we want and making dinner for ourselves and having a variety of things to choose from in a warm home where people who love us are most likely surrounding us. We don't have a lot of worries about getting a good education because we're offered one for free in our communities. We don't worry even that much about getting jobs because we know that right now the job market is growing and there are more people needed back at work. I mean, there's more jobs open than people to be employed right now. So on almost every front of what we have, we understand a certain degree of privilege for who we are. The 24 kids that are at Hope Children's Home don't have privilege. They have found a lifeline. They have found something that is deciding their future between ending in early death, maybe violence because of being associated with a gang or sex trafficking. And instead, they are on another side of that line where that says you can have hope in Jesus. You can have a life that's meaningful. You can have an education that's on par with anyone else. And friends, today your gift helps make that possible for at least one child when you give it to $150. A portion of that is going to help a child today and for the next rest of the summer as they walk through these days to come. Friends, every single one of these children that we've exposed you to today, the collage of all the voices, Jose and Oscar, Katya, the girl living in the chicken pen with the lice drilling down into her skin, or the story that we opened everything with, Pastor Mike, the very first time he was in Honduras, looking down on the garbage dump and seeing 300 mostly naked kids and saying, God, just show me how I can help. And God made it clear, one at a time. The next one you come across, these are the ones that you can help. And friends, they need our help. They need our help right now. 888-296-8200. It is a privilege. It is a true privilege to be able to give of our excess to be able to help them in their time of need. And it is a gross time of need in Honduras. 888-296-8200. Tammy Rumfelt, always appreciate you being here. Thank you again for joining us today.
Thank you, Kevin. It is really a privilege to be here, and I'm so thankful for you and your listeners who have responded to this great need and this great opportunity.
If you want to give online, it's WMCA.com. But friends, don't let another day go by. We need to help these children right now. 888-296-8200, 888-296-8200, or online at WMCA.com.